Welcome to installment 325 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, prohibition number 286, the prohibition on a judge from accepting as a witness a person known to be wicked. This prohibition applies specifically to the judge in a case, that he is forbidden from accepting testimony, and in particular acting and making his decision, based upon the testimony of a witness who is determined to be a rasha, determined to be wicked. This prohibition derives from the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 1, which states, Al tashas yodcha im rasha, do not join yourself together with a wicked person, liyes et chamas, in order to be a corrupt witness. And as our sages explain, Al tashas rasha eid, do not make a wicked person for a witness, and Al tashas chemis eid, do not put a corrupt person also to be a witness. That anyone corrupt or anyone that steals is invalid as a witness, as it is further brought as a proof from the book of Deuteronomy 19:16, which states, Le'yokum eid chomas pe'ish, that a corrupt witness is invalid as is invalid to testify. The Rambam in his legal code quotes many examples from the Talmudic tractate where this is discussed, the third chapter of Sanhedrin. The Rambam brings different examples of people who do different sorts of sins which might not seem at face value to be so serious, but are nevertheless invalid as witnesses. One example given is a person that's a tax collector, that unless there is a specified amount that they are going to collect, the assumption is that a tax collector gives favors and steals from some in order to be easier towards others. Another example is given of gamblers, someone who plays with dice. And as Rambam mentions in his legal code, not only dice, but any other form of gambling. As he brings the example that they used to play with nutshells or even shells of pomegranates in order to gamble. They are also invalid as witnesses because this is a form of theft. And so too, people that raise pigeons. This was another form of entertainment or gambling. And not only pigeons, but any other form of racing or gambling also invalidates a person as a witness. And certainly the Rambam says a person that takes interest for a loan, or even someone that pays off interest for a loan. As we discussed in the laws of interest, that even the one that pays the interest is also violating a biblical commandment. And the Rambam says also that someone that eats in public is also invalid as a witness, and gives an interesting reason. That since someone eats in public, he is showing, just as someone that goes around in public not fully dressed, he shows that he is not afraid of other people's opinion, and doesn't really care what they think about him, and he has no shame. If the person has no shame, then certainly he will not be afraid of issuing false testimony. What could happen? People will look at him that he was a false witness, but he doesn't care what people think. And since he has no concern for his status and the way other people look at him and is willing to shame himself in front of them, then we cannot accept him as a witness for fear that he will bring himself to a similar situation by giving false testimony. The Chinuch gives an interesting reason for why all wicked people are disqualified as witnesses. Aside from the fact that we would assume that the person would lie, that the Chinuch gives a deeper explanation. The fact that the person sins indicates that he really does not care about his own well-being. Through his evil acts, he is bringing harm upon himself, either physically and or spiritually. However, he's not concerned about the damage he's doing to himself. If that's the case, he doesn't even care of the damage he's doing to himself. Why should he care about damage he's going to do to another person? Certainly he will lie, because if he doesn't care about himself, he's certainly not going to care about someone else, and would give false testimony without a second thought. And therefore, says the Chinuch, he is invalid as a witness. In Lakuta Teda, the Alter Rebbe explains a general principle about the idea of testimony by saying that testimony is only possible about something which is hidden, something which people do not know anything about. If something is publicly known, we don't need a witness. And even if something will come true in the future, if something will become evident and revealed in the future, it eventually will come out in the open, we also don't really need complete testimony, since anyway the thing which is now concealed will become revealed. What does this mean in the spiritual sense? The Alter Rebbe explains, and as the Rebbe Shlita explains at length in a sicha, that although the Jewish people are considered witnesses, such as when we make Kiddush on Friday night, we are called partners in the act of creation, that we are giving testimony to the fact that God created the world by observing the Sabbath and making Kiddush, by singing Vaychulu. Nevertheless, for this, to say that Hashem created the world and enlivens the world and keeps it in existence, we do not really need testimony for such a thing. And why is that? As the Gemara says, through looking at the world, we can realize the presence of Hashem in the world. The existence of Hashem and His constant involvement in the world is not a matter of faith. It's something we can understand clearly. Even by looking at our own body and how there is a soul which enlivens the body, we can come to an understanding about how godliness penetrates, permeates, and enlivens the world. And this is something which by using our intellect, we can come to clearly understand. And this is not something which is concealed. Rather, this is something revealed to everyone. Everyone has the ability through thought of bringing this down into their understanding and knowledge, and not merely leaving it on a level of faith. Therefore, for such a thing, we do not need testimony. And furthermore, says the Rebbe, even the level of godliness which is higher from coming into revelation in the world, in the expression of Chassidus, Seviv Kolomin, this, that Hashem is higher from being revealed in the world, even this is not something which we need testimony for. This is not something which is completely concealed. And the reason is, although we cannot see the revelation of this high level of godliness in the world, nevertheless we can intellectually understand it as well. Although we cannot understand this level, we can clearly understand the existence of such a level. This level of godliness which comes into the world, this we can understand clearly by looking at ourselves, looking at our body, looking at the effect of the soul on the body, and looking at what's going on in the world. We can realize that Hashem fills the world. This, that Hashem is higher than the world, we can also understand that there is such a level. Just as we understand that Hashem is not limited to the world and is higher, we understand that there is a level of godliness which is higher than being revealed in the world. And this we can clearly understand. To clearly see what that level of godliness is, this we might not be able to do clearly, since it's higher than being able to be revealed in the world. But the fact that it exists, this we can realize using our own knowledge and understanding. When is it possible to use the word testimony? Only, as the Alter Rebbe says, by something which is hidden, something which we do not know without this testimony. And this is not referring to godliness as revealed in the world, and not even on a level of godliness which is higher than the world, since this is also something which we can understand, which is not completely hidden. Rather, the idea of testimony is referring to the highest level of Hashem, the essence of Hashem Himself, which is higher even than Seviv Kol Olmin. It's something which is completely higher than even being referred to in relation to the world. Regarding the essence of Hashem, we cannot even say that this is higher than the world, because the fact that we say it's higher than the world is implying that there's some connection between this level of godliness and the world, whereas the essence of Hashem is so completely removed and so completely higher and beyond understanding, it's improper to say that it is higher than the world, since it is so completely removed and so completely united, where there is no room for another independent existence, where there is an apparent feeling of independence from Hashem, and as far as the essence of Hashem is concerned, there is no room for a world. And the revelation of this high level of the essence of Hashem is something which is concealed. And therefore the Alter Rebbe says, as the Rebbe brings in the Sicha, that this is something we need testimony for. Because testimony is only to reveal something which was previously concealed. And the true concealment is in the essence of Hashem, the highest level of godliness which is completely beyond our understanding. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor the shiur, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.